WTAW News, I'm Bill Oliver. This newscast presented by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. I'm Bill Oliver. A Bryan man in the Brazos County Jail for almost 3 years on a murder charge has been arrested for the fourth time for injuring someone inside the detention center. 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery is awaiting trial for the March 2015 robbery, kidnapping, and death of an employee at the Exxon convenience store at University and the Freeway. According to the arrest report from the sheriff's office, surveillance video showed Tillery knocking another inmate out of his seat, then being beaten repeatedly in the head. The other inmate who required surgery for a broken jaw said he was attacked because he wouldn't give up his seat. Tillery also awaiting trial on four counts of assaulting public servants in three separate incidents. A former employee at the College Station coal store accused of taking more than $3,000 cash last November. 23-year-old Jessica Higgins of College Station, who was arrested this week, is out of jail after posting bond. According to the arrest report, store video showed her taking money on three occasions from cash registers. She also made numerous confessions to police and pledged to repay the money. The arrest took place after the investigating officer learned last week, she had not made any payments, and after she said she was going to use a student loan refund and tax return to make restitution in full at some point in the future. A new policy at Cinemark Theater starts today that bans almost all big bags. Cinemark's website also states they reserve the right to inspect all bags and packages, and they will not have a place to check bags or other personal belongings that are not allowed. Another spring enrollment record's been set at Texas A&M, the total for all locations, 63,599. That's up from last spring, 61,640. This spring's number in College Station, also a record at 58,921. Chancellor of the A&M Systems told state lawmakers he would be proposing to the Board of Regents a new financial aid source. John Sharp telling the Joint Interim Committee on Higher Education Formula Funding that the criteria for the proposed Regents grants includes a student family adjusted gross income of between $60,000 and $100,000 a year. The initiative will be funded with $3 million a year from the available university fund for the next 10 years. More information is online at WTAW.com. One of the candidates for Brazos County Commission in Precinct 4 wants to move criminal justice facilities. At last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, Tommy Anderson told moderator Scott DeLucia that can be done at the county level.
With all due respect, this is not something in the county commissioner's race. The county commissioner has no control over where a federal prison is placed.
But I came out of a county where I lived in Dallas, and John Wally Price, he did those things.
After the exchange, incumbent Irma Colley's response to Anderson asking how Precinct 4 wound up with county, state, and federal facilities.
The facilities that we have are very well designed.
A podcast of last night's forums online at WTAW.com. Bryan School Board this week agreed with administrators to delay the expansion of parking lots on two campuses after administrators chose who they wanted to add 108 spaces at the north end of Rutter High School. Came the suggestion of placing half of those spaces on the south side by the fine arts area. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck among those saying that'll give enough paved space for the Rutter band to practice.
Well, and as we discussed it as an administrative team, it's after hearing the feedback from the board members on the committee and thinking it through, it's worth a few weeks delay in order to be able to do something that also really helps the band and the fine arts program, and it serves multiple purposes. So it's a win for everybody.
The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says more parking's coming to Davila Middle School.
It's a phase one and phase two parking. They don't really need the total parking. So what we divided it up into a 23 parking spot phase one, which could be done exceedingly quickly because it's just coming off the back one.
The additional time's required to rewrite the contract to reflect the change at Rutter. Another round of warning people about scammers calling and demanding payment for utility bills is directed at business owners.
A lot of times the scammers will target the larger business customers because their bills are larger.
Casey Kirschvinks with Entergy, that's the power company serving much of the county surrounding Bryan College Station. She says scammers will call at the busiest times of the day when business owners may not give their full attention to the call.
They just don't stop for a minute and think, you know what? Entergy will never call me and tell me I'm about to disconnect you.
And the scammers might know all about you, including your account number and how much you owe. WTAW News presented by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Brazos Valley weather forecast coming up on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
8:12, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This has certainly been a dreary weather pattern we've been stuck under, and we continue to be locked into it. Lots of clouds today, some areas of fog this morning, maybe a shower or two, 55 to 60 this afternoon. We'll have periods of rain to deal with tonight, lows around 55. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, warmer, highs 70 to 75, there may be a shower. There's a chance of showers Saturday, breezy, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so again, they keep promising that the weather will get better. From a temperature standpoint, we're looking at probably 50, 51 today. Tomorrow, they say, we will be in the mid-70s. Now, there's not going to be rain. I mean, not going to be sun. And we got a slight chance of showers. But mid-70s. So good luck with that. Say mid-70s for Saturday as well. But we got showers and thunderstorms possible.
It could just be consistent. Like, if it be consistently nasty or consistently just warm.
Yep.
Just be consistent.
We got spoiled last week.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, so we'll see. Sunday night, by the way, we're in the mid-40s, just to let you know. But that's the deal, is when it clears out, then it gets cooler. Cooler at night, especially. So we're still kind of twixt in between. Now, for their part, the East Coast of U.S. America may have experienced the warmest February day ever, yesterday. Temperatures of at least 30 degrees above average.
Oh, wow.
This time of year were recorded. From northern Maine all the way down to the tip of Florida, Mashable.com says the unusual warmth came from a strong area of high pressure off the southeast coast. Clockwise circulation of the air around this ridge of high pressure has funneled mild and humid air into the east coast and all the way up into eastern Canada. I bet they're confused. Not only is there snow melting and they have to put their beer in the refrigerator to keep it cold, they lost to the United States in hockey, in girls' hockey.
By the way, the Americans apparently have knocked off the Canadians in curling, men's curling.
Get away. Yeah.
We had a texter send it in, so we have beaten them in hockey and in curling.
We own you.
We own them in their own sports.
Oh,
they
that's
come
amazing.
From the land of the ice and snow, and we are rocking it.
There was one of my favorite movies is The Last Picture Show. It takes place in a fictional West Texas town. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the early scenes is one of the kids coming into the diner, and the old men are sitting around going, 56 to nothing? Are you kidding me? And, you know, that's probably what's going to happen to these hockey players and curlers now. They're going to come home. They're going to go to their hometowns. People are going to be standing there with their arms crossed across their chest in total disgust. How in the world could you lose to those liberals down there?
Those liberals. Because I'm sure that's what they're going to be saying up in Canada.
That
where Justin Trudeau is the prime minister.
Yeah, they are. They're very liberal. They have a... Their view of healthcare and our view of healthcare, two completely separately different
but
things.
But, hey, you can also get to wait in line for the emergency room for,
that's exactly two weeks
or whatever too.
Exactly.
So
well,
got that going for you, which is nice.
And one visit we were there, and we're sitting around talking to people who, like us, owned businesses.
Right.
And they were just talking about how horrible the healthcare system was. And, you know, we understood that. And so, like, the next day we went into the city, and so we're being waited on by this lady who has a bandage, this young lady who has a bandage on her hand, and she's talking about how wonderful the healthcare system is in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she ain't paying nothing for it.
Yeah, and I mean, you're gonna get one way or the other.
That's right. Just depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody.
So now back to the weather for just a second. How come all that happened? I know you wanted to ask that, this weather thing. It is. We talked about it last week. The split polar vortex. I mean, you thought I was just making fun of the split polar vortex a week ago. Okay, well, anyway, one piece of the vortex has been spinning across the west, bringing frigid conditions and heavy snow, while another is spreading cold and snow in Eurasia. Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that weather because we're not going there anytime soon, I don't think. The warm air mass moving up the east coast is the flip side of that swirl off the polar vortex, so... There you are.
I got some buddies that live up in Boston, but they're native Texans, so I imagine they're enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend who had his son going to school up there, and he's a pretty smart kid.
Harvard?
MIT, the other one.
Oh,
and,
very nice.
And showed him jumping off a building, or a friend jumping off a building into a snowbank. He was fine. He was okay.
Yeah, this is a fellow MIT student.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're going there, you ought to be smart enough to probably not jump off a building.
Do that.
Just saying.
Hey, man, smart people do stupid stuff every now and then, too.
Happens.
I'm just
saying.
It's the groundhog's fault.
Is that it? I never thought about that. Where's Punxsutawney Phil?
Yeah, but he said
out of that hole and whooping.
For us anyways, I guess it works because he said, six more weeks of winter.
Right, but if they're 30 degrees above normal up there. So,
and he's a Yankee. He's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right. So not sure. All right, so if your office was a movie, what kind of movie would it be?
Oh, man.
So now, and again, you know, you spend a little more time here than I do, but but if your office was a movie, what would it be? With the Oscars coming up, careerbuilder.com asked the question, got these responses. Drama, 31.5%.
Okay.
Comedy, 27%. Depends on who we're talking to.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Adventure, 11%. Science fiction, 4%. Horror, 4%. War, 2%.
Man,
I would hate that. I would hate that war.
Yeah,
that would not. That would not be very.
Well, we're not any different than any other. I mean, there is some drama here, but everybody's got a pretty good sense of humor.
We do.
I think about them, and I was watching Animal House last night, so I think that would probably have to be. It's very. I don't know who would be Pluto, but somebody.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. Have
yes.
you seen? I don't remember the name of it, but it is a. It's a biographical movie of the guy who co-founded National Lampoon.
Oh, really? No, I have not seen that. Yeah, I need to check that out.
I'll get the name of it because he talks about that movie. And clearly, you know, you start there, and that was a pretty amazing story.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. All right, so many people are allergic to this food or that food or whatever.
Yeah.
Milk, in fact. The eight things that cause about 90% of food allergy. Milk is number one.
Wow.
Yep.
I assume that's being lactose intolerant?
Well, no.
I mean, because that's not considered an allergy, is it?
One of my kiddos, actually both my earlier kiddos, had allergy problems. Went to an allergist, really cool allergist, who did everything he could to keep from giving them medicine. I mean, because he said, you know, it tastes terrible, and you know, just do some natural things. Like, for instance, you know, have them drink tea with a lot of sugar in it. It's okay because the tea helps out rather than take the medicine they had to. But he said that in the white race, more than 70% of the children are allergic to milk. And among African Americans, it's closer to 95%. But here's the deal. and this is a simplistic view. I'm not an allergist, and I don't play one on the radio. But there's a barrier in your body when you become where you're resistant to certain things. When that barrier breaks, it releases what are called histamines. That's what makes your eyes water and your nose run and all that stuff. That's why you take antihistamines to keep them from doing what they do. But it doesn't mean that your body's not reacting, he said. When you break that barrier and you start sneezing and stuff like that, you're really, really allergic. But he said it doesn't mean that your body's not allergic to those things right now. You're just not having that physical reaction.
Oh, interesting.
See? Yeah. So, number one is eggs. Number two, number one is milk. Number two is eggs. Then peanuts. Of course, mm-hmm. we hear about that a lot.
Yeah.
Tree nuts. That'd be walnuts and almonds and pine nuts and Brazil nuts and pecans. Then comes soy. Wheat. There's a lot of talk about that. Then there are other grains, too, and fish and shellfish. So those are your things that you are most foods that you are most likely to be allergic to.
Luckily, I'm not allergic to anything, at least as far as I know, so I can eat all of it.
There you go, and a lot of it. Hey.
Shove all of it in my mouth.
Hey, Scott, that's only pasteurized milk. If you drink raw milk,
excellent.
And I got a cow,
uh-huh.
You're not allergic to it.
Do you do
only
that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How's it different?
Well, it's not pasteurized and atomized, so it's a living food instead of a dead food. Pasteurized milk is like spackle. So, yeah, you should be allergic to it, right?
So, yeah, now, is the mouth feel different from this milk that's not pasteurized, or does it still kind of feel the same when you drink it?
Oh, no, it's totally different. It's living food, man.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Good for you.
Well, you want to? Yeah, I was good. No, don't bring any up here for us.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
we
good.
Don't.
Thank you.
But anyhow, I'm glad.
Oh,
now,
no. That stuff's difficult to extract.
Yeah, yeah.
I drink it all myself.
That's it. So, how much milk do you actually drink a day?
Between me and the dogs, probably a gallon.
Whoa!
Is that
what?
Right? Wow.
So do you just
hey,
put
that
it,
stuff's really good for you, man.
Do you just put it right in the gallon straight from the cow, or do you, I mean, you sit there and just squirt a little in your mouth as you're going along, or how's that work?
You can do that if you want. Mostly, I just put it in the container.
Now, all right, so you milk once a day, is that right?
No, dude.
No, you do.
No, you got to milk twice a day.
Okay, what time do you milk?
Well, it depends on what day it is.
Oh, okay. So on a weekday, what time do you usually do that? Or does that matter?
The earlier the better, obviously, because then you can get through with your day
right.
Earlier. But, you know, I mean, if you have to, you can let the calf have it.
All right, now, see, that's my next question. Ever in your life, now, how long have you been doing this?
8-9 years.
Okay.
I used to be an architect.
Wow. Well, of course, that makes perfect sense. Now,
right?
Yeah. So now, at some point, are you 26 miles away from your house? You go, oh, crap, I forgot to milk the cow.
You know, no.
All
that
right.
Doesn't happen
okay.
Because
well,
the cow is really important to you
yeah.
And it makes you a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, well, I understand that. So now do you like make your own butter or any other dairy products out of this, or you just do the milk thing?
You'd be crazy if you didn't. We got
yeah.
Tons of raw butter. That stuff's precious. I make cheese, you name it.
All right, yeah.
You got to do something with all the milk. You can't drink it all.
You're right. Now, you don't put salt in the butter, is that right? Or you do unsalted?
You can. You have, well, preferably you'd put a little salt in there. It's just a preservative, so yeah.
So how many cows you got?
Just the one, man.
That's,
how
oh,
much
wow.
milk can I drink?
Does the cow have a name?
Well, yeah, her name's Nessie. But I got other field cows,
yeah.
But see, they're field cows.
Yeah,
they're different.
Yeah, right.
They're wild. They're,
how old is Nessie?
How old's Nessie? 10, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah,
and
10, I think.
She'll milk until about when?
Maybe 13,
okay.
But she's getting long in the tooth, as they say.
All right, now, do you make ice cream out of this milk? You ever done that?
Oh, man, Scott, now that you do want some of that.
Is that good
let
stuff? All right. When we get warm weather, then make a plan, and we'll get you up here and get us some ice cream, okay?
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. See you. Bye.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Oh, and Aaliyah's here, and she's shaking her head and giving me hand signals. I mean, you live that world,
I
too,
did,
right?
I did. Yeah. We milked a whole lot more than one.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about that later. But there you go. So, good point. I love this show. I just love it.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The FCC has issued new guidelines on cybersecurity disclosures for public companies, including suggestions for adjusting insider trading policies to account for investigations into cyber breaches. The FCC reiterated that cyber risks and incidents may fall under the scope of material non-public information, and corporate insiders could run afoul of the law by trading company securities while in possession of such information. The Trump administration is recommending retaining the government's power to seize and unwind a failing financial firm in a crisis, endorsing a plank of the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial law. The Treasury Department says it wants to correct what it describes as serious defects around how and when so-called orderly liquidation authority would be used. J.P. Morgan Chase plans to build new headquarters on Park Avenue in New York City, the first major project under a city rezoning plan designed to rejuvenate one of its biggest job centers. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I am Melissa Buis, and I am running for Brazos County District Clerk. Public service is my passion. My dad, Chris Jaloski, was a police officer with Bryan PD for 30 years, and he instilled in me the love for public service. I strongly believe that this passion and my 22 years with Brazos County make me the standalone candidate in running for Brazos County District Clerk. Please vote Melissa L. Buis for Brazos County District Clerk in the Republican primary.
Paid political advertisement by the Melissa L. Buis campaign.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to remind you to exercise your constitutional responsibility to vote and encourage others to do the same. Elections are extremely important to our republic, and as citizens of this great nation, it is our duty and responsibility to cast our ballots on Election Day, as well as encourage others to do the same. This Election Day, please get out and vote.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign. Brian Brown, Treasurer.
It's official. Taking too many selfies is a full-fledged mental disorder. Kim Commander with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. After some highly publicized selfie-related deaths caused by people taking outrageous chances to snap photos of themselves, stories began popping up claiming that psychologists were considering a new malady called selfitis, an obsessive disorder that manifested itself with taking too many selfies. The idea caught the attention of groups of psychologists around the world. They began studies of selfies and how many selfies were just too many. Today, 4 years later, psychologists are on the record. Selfitis is real. In a clinical study published in the Journal of Mental Health and Addiction, we now have an official selfitis behavior scale, or SBS, borderline, acute, or chronic. Those who just can't get enough photos of themselves seem to be looking primarily for self-confidence and attention. They'll do anything to get it. But you already knew this, didn't you? I'm Kim Commando.
Let me tell you why I've long been a fan of Epson, and why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink right out of the box to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News, I'm Bill Oliver. This newscast presented by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is their signature. Visit ercare24.com. There's raw sewage leaking from septic tanks in Brazos County. Now, it's revealed at last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. What to do about it was discussed by the candidates for County Commission in Precinct 4. Tommy Anderson, approached by a woman who said there's a problem in an unidentified area, and the woman's been trying to get it fixed for some time.
I think sometimes people need to be directed to where they need to go to take care of the issue sometimes.
Irma Cauley says the county has some authority over septic systems through the health department.
We have plans to search for grants to help those people in every precinct that may have septic problems.
A podcast of last night's forums online at WTAW.com. Expansion of parking lots at two Bryan School District campuses are being delayed. It's after the school board this week agreed with recommendations to change where the expansion will take place at Rutter High School. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says instead of adding 108 spaces all on the north side of campus, half will go to the south side by the fine arts area. The contract also calls for Davila Middle School to gain another 23 parking spaces. A Bryan School Board member who's also Speaker-elect of the Texas A&M Faculty Senate is this year's representative on the A&M System's Chancellor's Academy of Teacher Educators. Julie Harlan, nominated by faculty, students, and staff, and selected by past Academy members. Dr. Harlan's an associate professor in the Department of Agricultural Leadership, Education, and Communications. You can no longer carry a large bag in the Cinemark movie theaters. According to Cinemark's website, a new bag and package policy begins today. With the exception of medical equipment and diaper bags, the maximum size that can be brought inside, 12 inches by 12 inches by 6 inches. A new spin on scammers calling and demanding you pay your utility bills is impacting business owners. Casey Kirchfink at Entergy, the power company serving much of the county surrounding Bryan College Station, says scammers are calling at the busiest times of the business day.
If it's a restaurant, like they're in the middle of lunch service or whatever, and it'll catch them off guard. And so somebody will pick up the phone, and then the scammer will say, you know, I'm with Entergy, you haven't paid your bill yet, I'm about to cut you off in, you know, 5 minutes unless you pay. And then, of course, they're in the middle of lunch rush, and so they're like, oh, okay, what do I need to do?
Kirchfink says scammers share customer information in their attempt to get victims to pay, but Entergy does not call to notify customers their service is about to be disconnected. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Signature Care Emergency Center. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
This has certainly been a dreary weather pattern we've been stuck under, and we continue to be locked into it. Lots of clouds today, some areas of fog this morning, maybe a shower or two, 55 to 60 this afternoon. But periods of rain to deal with tonight, lows around 55. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, warmer, highs 70 to 75. There may be a shower. There's a chance of showers Saturday, breezy, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 834. Time to talk about things going on in the Humane Society in a minute, but Leah's here first. So the cow guy was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that was fun.
You remembered plenty of those early mornings when you had to get out and do that stuff?
I have an easier time waking up at like 3:30 in the morning than I do at like 6.
Just wired that way, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Not me.
Yes. Well, then there's that, too. All right, so we had this story earlier today about the Hartford Yard Goats. They're the AAA baseball team. And up there, the our Companions Animal Rescue Group, not happy that they are having their race where monkeys ride dogs chasing rams on a baseball field. What could possibly go wrong?
Wow. Wow. That's interesting.
I have, and they don't say what breed of dogs. That would be
a big dog, right?
Yeah.
Well, they got a
monkey.
They got to put up with
small monkeys, yeah.
And they got to chase a ram on top of that.
Yeah,
it's all on the dogs. Anyway, so
that
we'll see what happens.
Now, real quick, have either one of you seen the video that's gone viral where I guess a family goes out to their pasture in the middle of the night? And there's a corgi, their neighbor's corgi, is riding on top of their Shetland pony.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen that yet.
It's amazing. Yeah. You got to check it out.
I'll have to go look.
Well, at least we're not traumatizing a ram by having a pack of dogs.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Chase it.
So. A man was photographing wolves in Italy. He discovered something a little unusual. Fabrizio Gamati posted a video of a horse frolicking with a wolf pack in a region in Italy. The horse seems completely unafraid of the pack of wolves and watches the animal play. Photographer said, if I hadn't seen a scene like this, I would never have believed it was possible. Wolves have been known to hunt and kill horses in the past.
This goes to show we can all be friends. That's we put aside our differences.
We can all get along. I guess that's right. Hey, what's going on in y'all's world?
Well, we are, today, our mobile spay-neuter team is in Grimes County. Because, you know, we've had some grant money over the course of the past couple of years for pit bull wellness. This year, it's changed a little bit. We're still offering pit bull and pit mix spay and neuters for this county and surrounding counties. It is $25, but that includes the spay or neuter and a microchip. So you can't go wrong on that.
No.
And this year, now that we have the mobile unit, you're not having to come necessarily to Brazos County to get that done. So we are in Grimes County today, and there will be some other counties that will be in other areas of Brazos County as well. That may be out for the pit bull wellness. They could also be out as we expand some of our grant options. They'll be out in specific communities that the maybe animal control says, you know, let's look at this street. There's a lot of unspayed dogs, cats, whatever it is, and if they live on that street, perhaps they will. We're still working out the details, so watch as we progress. But they might be handing out coupons. You might just be able to come in and say, this is my address and my driver's license, and get discounted spays and neuters just for where you live. So
how are you working to get the word out as this program progresses?
That's all in the works. We have it on our website, and as we gain grant money and specific funding for areas, we'll just go out. Probably there will be a lot of door-to-door. Okay. And the officers, the animal control officers, are possibly going to be involved with this as well, to let us know and or those community members know.
Now, the entire situation is predicated on you having grant money. If you don't have the grant money, then you can't move the unit out. Is that how it works?
Well, it is for the most part. Now, we do have we have discounted spays and neuters for those that have, they're on some sort of government assistance, and that you can take advantage of that every Wednesday. We are parked at downtown Bryan at Main and 21st Street.
Okay.
And you just have to make an appointment for that so that we know it's a mobile unit. We don't have an unlimited amount of space.
Right.
So we're going to be giving you discounted spays and neuters for those that are on some sort of government assistance there on Wednesdays. And then regardless of your income status, if you have a pit mix or a feral cat, and that's a feral cat, and that's it doesn't have to be straight up the meanest thing you've ever met. If you have some sort of outdoor cat and want to get it spayed or neutered, we can go ahead and help you with that for a $5 spay or neuter on those outdoor cats. And again, making those appointments, getting them into the unit on Wednesdays.
Okay. I just found out about the horse thing. It was a Kickstart fundraiser, as a matter of fact. And I'll check on this later. It has to do with that this is not the first case where monkeys have ridden dogs. So I'll find, we'll find out more about that. Didn't mean to interrupt
but, you. Chasing the
I didn't know what they were doing in any case like that. Now, then likewise, if there's a situation where there's an area where people are having a problem, can they do an outreach to you so that y'all can see if determine if that's something?
You know, they might reach out to animal control, let them know. Okay. Animal control is pretty well on the ball with where there are issues and where there's not for the areas they have fielded calls for the past 30, 40 years.
Yep, that was since they're living that life.
Yeah, so they're very in tune with the areas that have issues. And if, you know, especially if you're out in the county, you know, and you're okay with, you know, maybe you're in a dump area and you're okay with those cats being there, because that does happen here in Bryan College Station, that animals are just left somewhere because, oh, we'll turn them free at in the country. Yeah. And I went, what does that mean when the person told me?
Fine, right?
That doesn't always work out in the best interest of the animal. But if you are in a location you don't mind necessarily those cats there, but you would like them not to reproduce, you know, we can help you with that. We do rent traps as well, and we're going to continue to grow this program and try to help the overpopulation of cats and dogs here in Brazos County.
Okay. Anything else we need to know about today?
Go to our website for more information on that. And we still have our design contest for the Wienerfest t-shirt running now through April 4th.
Okay, very good. And more information can be found at
AggielandHumane.org.
All right, very good. Thanks a bunch. Visit with folks from Aggieland Humane on Thursdays and also the City of Bryan. And Kayla's here this morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. You brought a guest with you.
We did. We have Mr. Johnny Price here today. He is one of our, he is our assistant city engineer, and he's going to speak to you about the flood mitigation plan and how the city is reviewing it and what that actually means.
Great. Hey, Johnny, thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you for inviting us.
What a perfect time. We got water in the ditches today. We could be talking about it. We're not in the middle of a drought anymore like
That's
we were
right.
2 weeks ago.
Right.
But there, I mean, seriously, there are a lot of people who live with this all the time. They hate to see the skies open up because they end up having water in places they don't want. Y'all are trying to address this.
That is correct.
So now tell us what the process is. What are you going to be doing to as we move on toward flood mitigation in the city?
Well, the flood mitigation plan is something that comes up. We have to go back and redo it every 5 years. It's an important step and where the community comes up with a set of activities or a plan that's ultimate goal is to reduce the flood damages.
Now, how long have you been assistant city engineer in Bryan?
A little bit over 3 years.
Okay. And with cities before you came to Bryan?
City of Austin.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Now, the thing is, when a new subdivision comes in or they're planning things, you guys and gals need to be called in so that you can look at not having new problems down the road, right?
That is correct.
So now, what is in place in Bryan now to make sure that we're not talking about areas being developed now 20 years from now?
Well, I think, and that's where the flood mitigation plan comes into, you know, into play. It sets forth, you know, a long range goals of things that we can do, especially next to the floodplain, how we treat development, changes that we can make to our current rules possibly that would control some of the flooding that we've seen from development that's happened in the past. And I think that's what you're asking about. So, you know, some of the things just looking at over, say, the past 30 to 40 years, you know, 40 years ago in some of the older parts of town, they just put houses wherever they wanted to. Really didn't have a lot of control, especially with drainage. Really, people didn't know a lot about drainage. We didn't have floodplain maps. And so that was kind of the first step in the late 80s, early 90s, had the floodplain maps, and people started to understand what the risks were. Along with that, we've kind of really upgraded our criteria or guidelines for development, added detention. You know, the idea that, you know, when you develop a lot or a tract of land, you're going to increase the flow of water off that property. We don't want you to impact, you know, the downstream property owners, and that's the big part of detention, and that's what detention tries to do. So, you know, those guidelines, those rules that we have in place, along with the FMP, the flood mitigation plan, is, you know, they kind of work together, and hopefully in the future, like you said, the development that's happening now, we're not causing problems on into the future, and that's what our goal is. So.
Is it who designates that it must take place every 5 years?
It's part of FEMA and our CRS program. CRS is Community Rating System, and so essentially for us to be part of the NFIP or the National Flood Insurance Program, we elected to be also part of the CRS program, which lowers our insurance rates by us doing many different activities from, looking at our rules as far as like how you can build in the floodplain, elevation requirements. If we go above elevation required for from the floodplain elevation, we get more points. And so the flood mitigation plan is a big part of getting a lot of credit so we can reduce our flood insurance rates.
Yeah. I always think every time after we've had 2 or 3 inches of rain, wait a day or two and walk around, that's a good time to figure out where you want to be and buy property, not buy property.
That is correct.
Hey, now while you're here, you oversee the GIS program too, is that right?
Yes. I'm part of engineering. We have a whole other group that is, the big GIS group.
Okay.
But we do have a couple of GIS people in engineering.
Well, and it's amazing, though, what you can find on a GIS site now in the city of Bryan.
It's every time we go and use the map or even Google Street View or Google Maps, it's amazing what we did 20 years ago. I have no idea how we even worked. So.
Wow. All right. So once again, now when do you review this? Public invited to come
well,
see it.
Well, the next public meeting is March 1st
okay.
at 6 p.m.
Okay.
at the City Hall of the Municipal Office Building down in the basement, mm-hmm. and we really encourage people to come out, just voice their views. Everybody's impacted by flooding, and so certainly whether you get water in your house or not, and it's important that we hear those views. Concerns and just get involved with the process.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
What else you got?
Well, to expand on that a little bit, if for some reason you're unable to attend a meeting in person but you still want to share your comments, we also have a survey available online at bryantx.gov/fmp, and we are accepting those through March 14th. So I don't think that that's your only way to get in mm-hmm. your input. Be sure. And if you need to download a paper copy, we have one available online as well. Or you can come to City Hall and we can help you get one. So okay. we certainly want to hear from you.
Sure.
Even if you can't come in person.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that is March 1st from 6 to 8 in the basement training room at City Hall. So if you haven't been there, come in the front doors and go to the elevator and down to the basement. We'll be there first meeting room on the right. And then... it's tax season, so we have partnered again with the AARP Foundation to provide free tax assistance for personal federal income tax filing with your forms. So we have times available both at Ringer Library and Mounts Library. So if you go onto our website, you can see the full schedule. They're helping now through the official end of tax season. So certainly use that resource if you have questions or need help filing some of those things. Just make sure and bring your forms of identification and for everyone that's listed on your income tax. So not just yourself, but everyone who is listed there. And we will have trained volunteers there to help you get through that process.
Good.
And then also save the date for our annual Blue Bunny breakfast picnic and egg hunt. It's not until March 24th, but that's a fun time.
It's all right. Mark it down anyway.
Yes, you got to mark it down anyway. We'll have 3 different waves. For little ones to hunt eggs, we'll have them from 0 to 3, 4 to 6, and 7 to 9. So we will actually be out at the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Park. So that's the formal golf course. And it is a free event. So just bring a blanket so that you can have your little picnic breakfast and then hunt eggs with your kids from 9 to 11 on March 24th.
Okay.
So we hope to see you there.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks
Thank
a bunch.
You.
Uh-huh. Yep. Visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays.
Our community interview is paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. The Eagle recommends a vote for Margaret Meese for Brazos County District Clerk.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run. Here's just a few of my team.
This is Marvin Tate, and I want you to know that I support Margaret Meese for District Clerk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Hathaway. I know that Margaret Meese has the skill set, discipline, and determination to execute the duties as our next Brazos County District Clerk. Won't you join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese?
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway
12 Tail News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Jennifer Lawrence is calling ridiculous the social media uproar of the pictures of her posing outside in the cold with lots of bare skin and her deeply plunging Versace dress.
Oh.
Yeah.
Versace.
While all her Red Sparrow co-stars were dressed like regular people, you know, with coats and stuff. Posting on Facebook yesterday, defending the way she was dressed.
Who cares?
I know.
All saying right. It's sexist, so feminist, now, or not feminism, or
are
whatever.
The Olympics still going on? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When going is on that for a while now. When is that over? Do we know?
I do not know about that.
I will tell you this, though. If you've had enough of the Olympics, and enough could be like none at all,
yeah.
Tonight is the last night of that Bachelor Game Olympic thing, the Bachelor Winter Games. It's on ABC at 7 o'clock tonight. It's a two-hour finale.
Oh, my gosh.
Followed by, oh, my gosh, at 9, a reunion show.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the Women Tell All. Is that what it's going to be?
I don't know.
Or the People Tell All?
I can't imagine that wouldn't be just great to watch, but I'm sure I'll forget to take it.
You know, American Idol has kind of gone by the wayside. There's a lot of other reality shows that have slipped away.
Yeah.
And The Bachelor and The Bachelorette are still holding strong. People still watch that stuff.
You got a theory on that?
I have no idea. Okay, people want to see love.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of good-looking people that have drama and all this other stuff.
Perfect. All right, now, I thought this was drama, but apparently this is a thing in the Olympics. They're talking about Michaela Schifrin.
Yeah, okay. Michaela Schifrin,
okay. She brought 35 pairs of skis to the Olympics.
Wow.
Now, and I'm thinking, now, is this like a prima donna ski bunny thing? But apparently not. She has 35 pairs with her at the Winter Games. She often travels to competitions with 70 pairs of skis.
That's insane.
Across three continents during the six-month racing season. Clearly, airline baggage clerks groan when they see her show up with her cargo van jam-packed with items to be checked. Unlike most racers who ski in only one or two events, she needs so many skis because she regularly competes in each of the five alpine events, and each requires specifically designed skis.
Yeah.
Did we know that?
Okay. I knew that.
And how much does that cost, though? It's got to cost a ton to ship that stuff.
I mean, she's got sponsors.
All right.
She's winning, man. She won the silver. She's won the gold.
Wow.
She's arguably been the best skier. Well, not arguably. She has been the best skier, the best American skier this Games.
Wow.
And then we got Lindsey Vonn out of the water.
Got Megan Dunham, right? Duggan? Do we know Megan Duggan?
I don't recognize that name, no.
Megan's most prized possession is a cereal box. Not just any cereal box. The box depicts the gold medal-winning women's hockey team from 1998.
Oh.
Yeah, in the Olympics in Nagano. It was an important piece of memorabilia for her youth. I guess she must be one of the players. Something that helped inspire her career as a professional hockey player.
Well, now she's probably going to be on one.
She is the captain of the U.S. national team, it says here. She said recently, quote, "When I set the goals and dreams for myself to make this team, I used to look at that box and think of how cool it would be to be on a box one day." And you're probably right. There, you can see likenesses of her right now on Special K and Corn Flakes. I didn't know anybody did that besides Wheaties. I mean, I guess there was no law.
I think I knew Corn Flakes did. I remember hearing about Corn Flakes.
I mean, there's no law that Wheaties could have that to their own, but... You know, that's certainly how they made a name for themselves. Ended up being a sports star. You end up on top on the Wheaties box.
But, Cheerios needs to get in on that game. That's what I buy. I'm Honey Nut.
Well, now, see, they got to leave the B on there or people wouldn't know it was Honey Nut Cheerios.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy.
With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Drive for show, putt for dough. Isn't that what they say?
Yep.
Man visiting the Minnesota Golf Show sank a nearly impossible putt.
I heard about this.
120 feet.
Jeez.
Guy's name is Paul Shadle and got $100,000.
Wow. Did
you saw the putt?
I think I had seen where there was a video online. Okay.
Didn't know if it was an undulating green or what, or maybe just the fact it's 120 feet.
Yeah.
Not a professional golfer, obviously. Does fly airplanes for a living. Says that his putting strategy was to close his eyes and hope for the best.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
That's pretty much how I golf.
Yep. A man in Ferndale, Michigan. Who knew there was a place called Ferndale? Long time ago, Martin Mull had a show called Goodnight Ferndale, I think is what it was called. Anyway, or Ferndale at Night. Anyway, Ferndale, Michigan. Told authorities he was trying to get rid of some skunks. Wanted to leave him alone.
Yeah.
Steady ended up burning down his rental house.
Oh,
his
man.
Rental house. Not even his.
Hope he had renter's insurance.
Used a smoke bomb inside a small crawl space. As you might have guessed, the bomb set off a fire that quickly spread through the crawl space, into the first floor of the home, and then into the walls and the attic. Skunks left.
Yeah. Everything else did, too.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. So he's got a whole new set of problems that he can try that for.
Not very bright.
How about this? Video surfaced of a woman on a Russian airliner who appears to be drying her underwear on an overhead blower. She held the drawers up for at least 20 minutes while people looked but said nothing. Some of the people think that maybe the underwear was a child's. But nonetheless, it's out there if you want to see
it. It's Russia, man.
And that's what I mean. They're just
they do things differently.
They got
there.
A different word for everything over there, too, by the way. And if you take too many selfies, you might have a certifiable case of selfie-itis. While not recognized as a mental disorder by the American Psychiatric Association, CBS says some experts are concerned that this trend is becoming a full-fledged addiction.
Yep.
California State University, since they got nothing else to do, professor there says selfie-itis is basically a selfie addiction. When you're obsessed with taking selfies multiple times a day, you could have a problem. You think?
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
Here's the deal to know. If more than 50% of your photos are selfies and you use filters frequently, you're the one.
Make some friends.
Yeah.
Take pictures with friends.
Real people. All right, back tomorrow. It's still a chill factor of 37 and 42 degrees. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.